Welcome back to the Midday Show, and with me in the studio here, in addition to our morning drive up and running morning show host, Rick.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Rick. We are so lucky to have in the studio Betty Sue and James McMurtry. They're going to be playing at Daryl's house tonight at 8 o'clock in Pawling, New York, but we got them right here and at the station right now. And you guys, you got a song? We could start with the song?
We can do that.
Thank you.
By the time we got to Richmond, I knew you were somewhere else. Your mind was reeling down a different road. You could see through what I felt. By the time we pulled into Charlotte, threw our bags on the bed, I hadn't said a word in hours. You'd torn your nails to shreds. And it's dark with the blackouts drawn tight. You can't tell from here if it's 10 in the morning or the middle of the night. Here together like nothing's wrong. The window unit moaning its own sad song. And it's dark, baby, it's so dark with the blackout strong.
Betty Sue and James McMurtry here at 98.1 KZE. Welcome again, guys. Really glad to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's a pleasure. That's a beautiful song. You guys both have relatively new albums out. Is that the focus of this particular tour? Or
we just tour. Yeah. That's kind of what we do. Records are kind of incidental now. We don't really tour to support a record. It's kind of the other way around.
I see.
Yeah, we put out records so we might get on the radio and print journalists will write about us and people will know we're coming to town.
Yeah, well, you guys are definitely going to be on this radio station for sure. So I guess the choice the songs that you'll be people can expect tonight, let's say at Daryl's house in Pauling, are songs you selected that just kind of fit your voices.
Yeah,
and
it fit the
together.
Set, you know, a lot of it depends on how often we want to change instruments.
Right. Yeah. And you and so the sort of the way the format is Betty Sue's going to open.
Yeah, and I come out and I play the last couple of songs with Betty Sue, and I come out and I do a few songs solo, and then Betty Sue joins me, and we she kind of saves me for the rest of the night, and
yeah, mercifully, huh?
Keeps me out of trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's... Betty Sue, welcome. How did
Thank you.
How did you guys? How did your paths cross originally? How long have you been playing together?
We lived in Austin for 20 some odd years, and
yeah.
Everybody kind of knows.
You're in the singer songwriter world in Austin. You're bound to know each other at some point. Yeah.
Do you get out of town at like for South by Southwest? Just
most years we scram.
Yeah,
but this year we were there. We actually played it and did the thing a little bit, but. Uh-huh. Luckily, though, the show was like at the Continental, our South by show, so
it's our regular gig.
Don't have to like deal with equipment and engineers you don't know. It's like everything's right at home. It was really, we were very lucky.
Yep.
Well, James, your latest album is The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy. You named the tour after the album. How do you feel about that, Betty?
We named the tour?
Yeah, it's like the... It says on Daryl's website.
Oh, I think that's just venues do that. Yeah,
they took some liberties. Why? I guess
because otherwise we would call our tour that for a couple years because we don't put a record out every single year, but we'll definitely be back in the area every year. So,
Do you feel compelled to name a tour?
No, touring is just what we do. That's just our regular job.
Well, that's why I found it interesting that it's the Black Dog and the Wandering Boy tour on their website, and I was like, "Really?
It's on our website."
I know.
No, it's
Does
on Daryl's house.
Does that make me the Black
Club.
Dog?
Yeah, I don't know. Makes me the Black Sheep. But no, yeah, touring is the only real revenue stream for musicians anymore. So you know, we just keep touring as long as the market will bear.
I'm not anti-tour names. I gotta say, like probably like 20 years ago, one of my favorite tour names I ever saw was Arlo Guthrie. He had a tour that he called the Solo Reunion Tour Together Again.
Yeah, and then he had a great slogan that said, "You loved him then, and you loved him then."
I mean, he's the kind of the king of great tour names, so I can't like be anti-tour name. I think we don't get around to naming tours. We're just like, we're going again.
It's hard enough to name songs.
Get back.
Oh,
in
I cannot
tour.
Name songs. Yeah.
You could.
James
just,
is pretty good at naming, actually.
We went from the Motel 6 tour to the Comfort Inn tour. We're doing pretty good.
I mean, you just renamed your band.
Yeah, the band is now called the Martial Law Review. That's where we figure we're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can get political.
Yeah, so. do you think your new album is a protest album?
No, I write songs, and some of them happen to be protest songs, and a couple of them I got known for, which is okay because you got to get known for something.
Yeah, I guess. Well,
I'm not specifically a protest writer.
I didn't think so. That's why I figured I'd ask you, because other pundits are saying it's a protest
gotta
album.
Have an angle. So
yeah, I guess so. I guess if you're going to write a story, you got to have something to write about. So we got a tour name. We named everything else. So there you have it. You made a protest album.
That's for packaging.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're not touring out on the road?
Well, I used to fish some. Mm-hmm. Haven't done that in a while.
No?
I go deer hunting about once or twice a year.
What kind of fish you go for?
This time of year it'd be white bass and crappie down south.
So no fly fishing then?
You can fly fish for whites, but I don't. I throw a spinner. Mm.
It's always fun. And what's on the agenda for tonight's show?
Get through it, pretty much. It's just like any show. And, we're just going to play songs like we do.
Yeah. Well, anybody who's coming out there, there are so many, this is no, I'm not trying to throw any club under the bus or anything, but there's, Betty Sue and I were talking before we got on the air that the clubs like Daryl's House, which we love, you know, has to program a certain amount of tribute bands, some great ones.
All clubs do.
But yeah, a lot of them do. But when an act comes along, or, you know, performers like yourselves, there's a great appetite for it. Hence, I believe we just checked and they've sold out. I'm not saying people shouldn't go down to Pauling and try to still get in.
Oh, they're, yeah, they're sold out there, and they're sold out in Blairstown, New Jersey tomorrow night. But we're not sold out in Jersey City Sunday night.
Oh, right.
We're going to be at the White Eagle Hall in Jersey City, which is a great place. So, yeah, take a train ride down there and
absolutely. Well, we do have a lot of, we're streaming like most radio stations these days, and we got a lot of listeners in the metropolitan area.
Cool.
So Jersey City for sure. So if you're listening and you're anywhere near Jersey City on, well, you said Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah. Go to the White Eagle and check out James McMurtry. So you got another song that you can
do for us? I forgot about this song, but Betty Sue dug it out of the vault and put it on her record, so.
Not a hot cup of coffee, nor a cold glass of tea. Ever crossed your lips in my company? Straight bourbon whiskey is all we'd abide. So let's not hold back now. We got nothing.
So much we savored, yet so much we missed. You know I never meant you to see me like this. Just a faint distant flicker from the last of the storm. Now a taste of that liquor could do me no harm. Light me a candle, light me a fire. Come sit by the window with the shade drawn. To the best of intention, worst of desire. Leave by the Gulf Road in the gray dawn.
Take a short-handled shovel and take a long-handled hoe.
Cover my bones when the west wind blows. Smooth it off even, pack it down hard. I'll no more be here but I'll never be far. I'll no more be here, but I'll never be far. Light me a candle, light me a fire. Come sit by the window with the shade drawn, to the best of intentions and the worst of desires. Leave by the Gulf Road in the gray dawn. Leave by the Gulf Road in the gray dawn.
KZE, that was Betty Sue and James McMurtry, who are going to be playing at Daryl's House tonight in Pauling, New York. Can you talk just a little bit also about songwriting? You guys are obviously collaborating a lot, so I'm just...
We've never written together.
No, I'm suggesting it. This is me putting the little bug in your ear.
Co-write's hard.
That is hard, isn't it? You never did it, did you, James?
I used to co-write with Fred Kohler in Nashville.
Okay.
Huh. Is it hard?
Because that was required for entrance to anywhere in Nashville. You had to write with Fred. We wrote things that sounded like songs.
All right, well, James pulled out his 12th string and tuning up a little. Betty Sue, we heard how James sometimes decompresses. What about yourself? What are you doing when you're not performing or not writing?
She's always performing. No, I get home. Okay. I get home. I get off the road. She goes back out with Chris Smither.
Oh my gosh! Well, he's been here not a bunch of times, right?
Yeah.
He's been here, and he's coming back to. I think he's at Levon's coming up in a couple of weeks or something.
Near future.
He just got an Oscar though, so maybe I don't know.
I don't know
if his head'll fit through the. through their door there.
What did he win an Oscar for?
Well, he was in a short film called The Singers.
The Singers.
It won the Oscar for Best Short at the Oscars a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he didn't direct it, but, you know, he was up there in his tuxedo.
He was in it, though, and he was...
He was certainly in it. He was great.
It was a fun little film.
I talked to him. I do a podcast. Rhett Miller's not the only one who does a podcast. I do one, too, and I don't always have on... I don't generally have on musicians. I started in the film world, but I only bring it up because there's something. It was The Singers. I got on the filmmakers and Chris, and then I talked to Chris about his songwriting, and because he has this, you know, yeah. His way of, I don't know, when he's playing, you just get really absorbed by what he's doing, and he's got this way of looking at you when he's singing. It's kind of it's very entertaining, and I just wanted to know more about the guy. So.
You know, I mean, he's a pretty fascinating person to tour with. And I will say,
I'd say,
you know, he's like 81 and he still has like a full head of hair that's not even gray. He doesn't even color it. That's just his hair. It's crazy.
They had to gray it up in the film, in fact.
It's like there's some portrait somewhere, you know. Yeah.
James, you're an actor. I mean, you know, if you don't mind me saying.
I have acted, or I have talked in front of a camera.
Yeah, right. you've memorized
I've
lines.
Ridden horses in front of cameras, too. Mm.
Right.
Naked.
Lonesome Dove, right? And
yeah.
Others,
yeah. Yeah.
All right, well.
James, when you're out on the road, you and Betty Sue, you're traveling together, I'm assuming?
Yes.
What do you listen to?
Oh, good question.
Wheels on the Pavement.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Just the road?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
Nobody talking, nobody singing.
Oh, I talk.
No,
so.
Tim reads. He sits back there, you know, our sound man, tour manager. He always has his head in a book. Even with the band shows, Huh. You know, so if anybody's listening to music, they got earbuds on or something, because I don't hear it.
I will say that the three probably most, I mean, it doesn't mean they get heavy rotation, because we really, neither of James nor I, this was a discovery, neither of us are people who really listen to a lot of music in the car, just driving.
It's really interesting.
But I would say the three artists who've gotten the most play with the two of us in the car are John Hiatt.
All right.
Randy Newman. Mm-hmm. And John Prine.
Well, not heard of any of those people, but they sound really good.
I know. They're, you know, floundering wannabe songwriters.
But it's really nice that you mentioned them. It's really nice.
All right. Well, listen, Rick, thank you very much. We're going to wind it down. But first, I noticed James pulled out his 12 string, so we got one more song. Remember, James and Betty Sue in Pauling, New York tonight at Daryl's house. And then at the White Eagle in Jersey City on Sunday. Some tickets are still available. So get them now. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. Thank you, guys.
What song you got in store for
we're
us?
We're going to get all academic on you. I got this song. It's about feudalism and 18th century European primogeniture and their combined effects on modern day American redneck culture or lack thereof.
One of my favorite
There
subjects.
Will be a quiz. You got to pay attention here. And I grade pretty hard. The old world, when your race was run, it all went to the eldest son. What's the poor second son to do but join up with the common man, set sail for the promised land across the mighty ocean blue? And they made us who we are, so let's wave those stripes and stars for the sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up their guns, all righteous and justified. And the sons of the peasantry, thinking they're finally free, sons of the faithful serfs, salt of the blessed earth, in search of a master. And for a while we did okay, looking back it seemed that way. Tried to put our best foot down. We left tracks in the lunar dust and did away with the meaner stuff. All could ride at the front of the bus now. We didn't need no Jim Crow car. We thought we'd come so far. Sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up our guns, eating that southern fried. And the sons of the peasantry, telling ourselves we're free, sons of the faithful serfs, salt of the blessed earth, in search of a savior. Nowadays we're feeling stressed, it's all for us and damn the rest, telling each other, have a blessed day. All camoed up and standing tall, building bombs and border walls, as all collective conscience falls away. And they wave those stars and bars, is that really who we are? Sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up our guns, paying on double wides. And the sons of the peasantry, telling ourselves we're free, sons of the faithful serfs, salt of the blessed earth, in search of a savior. sons of the second sons, products of genocide, polishing up our guns, righteous and justified, and the sons of the peasantry, telling ourselves we're free, sons of the pagan serfs, salt of the bloody earth, in search of a Caesar.
Wow. 98.1 KZE, James McMurtry and Betty Sue, song Sons of the Second Sons. Great tune.
Searching for a Caesar, indeed.
Hold on. Okay, now it's on. Oh, sorry. I just enjoyed that thoroughly. Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you for really having appreciate us.
It. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting us.
It's rare we get to do this anymore.
I know. And we are so lucky to be able to do it for you, with you, and enjoy that. All right. Well, have a great rest of your tour.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
You guys out there, you're really lucky to have local radio with local programmers putting on cool music.
Yep.
Treasure support it. Support it.
Thank you, Betty Sue.
Thank you. Thank you. And all the best tonight. And this has made my whole week. Okay. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. And it was pretty good to begin with. All right. Thank you, guys. 98.1 KZE.